You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
The Maggie Dawn Show. John and Gordy filling in.
Mm-hmm.
And a beautiful, beautiful Tuesday afternoon. This is great stuff.
Yeah, I think all across the state we're seeing some pretty nice weather today. Mix of clouds and some sunshine.
It's going to warm up on Friday. We can grill out again.
You know, fire
up the old pellet grills.
Yeah.
And make something of yourself.
Yeah. 6 minutes past the hour. And again, the phone lines are back open again, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Want to remind you that our break into spring statewide text to win contest is underway. Your next chance to win the daily prize comes up after 4 o'clock. So Dom will have that for you.
Yeah.
And the daily prizes include a Chula Vista getaway. These are some of the other prizes. Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets, $100 cash. And, of course, anytime that you enter into the contest, you get entered into the grand prize drawing that happens at the end of next Friday. The brand new queen size mattress set from Verlo Mattress is the grand prize. So Dom will have more information on all of that coming up after 4 o'clock. John,
all right, I've mentioned this a few times, not here on this program, but our morning show. You know, I was kind of
in Madison. Yeah.
I was thinking that maybe summer would come early, and we'd have the best winter ever on record.
And where are you going?
We're all ready for summer. You know, I mean,
right?
we were kind of storing away our snowmobiles.
Yeah.
Well, I feel bad for the people with snowmobiles. A lot of people were angry about that. You know, they couldn't use them.
Well, we had a
snow-free winter down here.
Well, I know, here in southern Wisconsin.
Yeah, but up there, I don't even know if they're bringing out the snowmobiles for this wet snow that they have up north.
Yeah, they still had snow. We were talking to Brittany Merlot earlier today, and she said they had some snow still on the ground at Wausau.
Right.
Points north, so I think there's still some snowmobilers up there.
She did mention there is a... There is a thing that has to happen, and the people who take care of the snowmobile trails have to ungate the snowmobile trails.
Well, sure.
Right?
Yeah, the snowmobile clubs are all,
they're
all over that. They know how to do that. Yeah.
Think so?
Yeah,
I worry about them, I was ready for summer, and here we are. It's cold weather. I just hate cold weather.
Yeah.
I just want to get this over with once and for all.
Yeah. Well, spring has sprung, and it'll kick in sooner or later.
All right. Well, thanks for that reassuring
I like
word.
To encourage that.
Okay. All right. Well, we talked about Social Security yesterday, and I want to bring it up again because this was a real important reveal just recently. This is a cut from... Republican Senator John Curtis, this is cut 222, get that ready.
Okay.
But anyway, he admits that the Republicans are going to do something to Social Security.
They're admitting it.
Yes. They have plans to introduce a change to Social Security.
Okay.
And that means massive cuts to your benefits so that billionaires don't have to pay their fair share. See, the easiest thing to solve the problem with Social Security is raise the income limit, right? I mean, that's all you have to do is raise the income limit. Tax the billionaires.
Yes.
Let them pay a little percentage out of their money to support Social Security for the rest of us.
You would think they'd be willing to do that.
Because we're the victims of capitalism here. Mm. You know, we're not all aspiring to be billionaires. We want a comfortable life where we can take vacations with our families and buy all the stuff that we want to buy at Costco. You know, stuff.
You love Costco.
I do love Costco.
You live at Costco every weekend.
I do.
I've seen you there.
Yeah, in the tech aisle, I'm big there. You know, you got to watch the TV.
Everybody knows you there. All the people that work there, they know you. by name.
So anyway, they're going to make cuts, and that's not going to be a good thing. And this is the reveal right here. Check this out. Again, this is a wording thing for them. Okay. Let's listen to this.
Cut to 22.
Let me ask you, because Elon Musk ruffled some feathers when he referred to Social Security, something that he's also eyeing as a part of his DOGE efforts, as a Ponzi scheme. Senator, do you see Social Security as a Ponzi scheme?
Well, I wouldn't use those words, but we're not being honest either with people. And that's why you'll actually see me in a couple of months introduce a change to Social Security. We're not being honest when we look people in the eye and say we're not going to touch it. If we don't touch it, it touches itself. You know that, right? That's not being honest with the American people. And I think that's one of the things that makes them not trust us, when we say something that they just know is not true.
And you're absolutely right. I mean, there's broad agreement that entitlements are not solvent in the long run. But the question is what to do about it. And about 1 in 8 of your constituents actually receive Social Security benefits. Roughly the same number are on Medicare. And I think the question is, and the concern is, are these folks going to lose coverage? So can you, sitting here today, guarantee your constituents they won't lose coverage? They won't be subject to deep cuts to their Social Security?
Let me look them all in the eye symbolically right now. We don't need to impact the people that are in Social Security.
Uh-oh.
But if we don't have a conversation about my kids, our 20-year-olds, our 30-year-olds, that's where the problem is. And so we can't be afraid of this conversation simply because people think we're going to take it away from them. We all need to say, look, those in retirement and those near retirement, we're not going to touch it. You're safe. But let's have that conversation, because my kids don't think they're going to get it. Mm. So why can't we have a conversation with them about moving some of the variables around? And the sooner we do it, the less dramatic it has to be. If we don't do it, we have worse decisions thrust upon us.
No. So, you know, the worst decision is to increase the amount of money that is taxed with Social Security tax. Mm-hmm. That's all you have to. That's the worst decision.
Senator John Curtis.
It's John Curtis. Yeah. He is. He's throwing his kids under the bus. You know, well, my kids don't expect to really get much for Social Security, so why not tell them they're not going to get much for Social Security? Yeah, that sounds like a really great idea, John Curtis.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, my God, really? Seriously? Mm. You know, the thing is, these guys don't look ahead. We are in a gig economy here. You know, people are working for themselves now. They're in business for themselves. Yeah. They're self-employed or a small company, and they don't have a lot, and they can't afford health insurance for their employees because they're too small a company. So we've got problems here with Social Security, and the gig economy is encouraging those who are working on their own to maybe make a little money under the table. And that money under the table may help you right now, but you're not reporting it, and therefore you're cutting the amount of money you're getting for Social Security when you retire in half, or at least a lot. So you have to report the income in order to make sure that you can retire comfortably on Social Security. But these guys, and they've been talking about this for like 3 decades now, and it hasn't changed at all. And it is really, really frustrating for me to hear them say, well, you know, the younger generation, they don't really expect to get it. So why don't we just, you know, play into that? Tell them they're not going to get much.
Yeah. I think that's what they're already thinking.
Throw them under the bus.
Sure.
Yeah.
Just throw them under the bus. They don't need it. They'll have something.
And then on top of that, not only are they reselling an old idea that is just phenomenally bad, because we are in a different kind of economy. People don't have pensions anymore. They don't have these retirement funds aside anymore. What they need is Social Security. We need to boost that, increase the amount of Social Security, so when they retire, they have some money there, because it's going to be more expensive in the future. Well, I'm just saying.
We'd imagine, yes, it will.
Okay. So now, currently, you know, you and I are fairly comfortable. We've got this Social Security thing going, right? You know, we're making lots of money hand over fist. We're spending it like crazy, buying boats, second houses.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Social Security, a little pension. Yeah. A little money on the side. Yeah. Doing okay.
But you know what? Billionaires don't feel it. They don't know we're doing this. They don't know our problems, what we're trying to fit into our lives with the meager amount of money we get from Social Security, right? So now they're going to cut Social Security, how many people work at Social Security. They're going to cut the offices. They're going to make sure that people have a hard time getting their Social Security checks or report changes in their Social Security, and they have already cut people off from their Social Security. This is Senator Maria Cantwell. She told this story, and I thought this was fantastic. Now, she's arguing that DOGE doesn't know what the hell they're talking about, and we shouldn't be listening to billionaires who don't rely on Social Security because they keep making mistakes. Mm-hmm. They keep making these mistakes. Why do we trust them when they keep making mistakes? So anyway, she told this story. This is cut 229. Okay. Let's listen to what she has to tell us all. And this is a real story about a person who was thought to be dead.
The American people are scared to death that you're really going after Social Security. So instead of hiring people, like my colleagues are suggesting, to improve the service, basically, you're allowing Elon Musk's little Doge team to go in there and to find fraud. So, did they find a dead person in Seattle that was getting Social Security? Yes. Here's the article from the Seattle newspaper by Danny Westney. Oh, wait a minute. He wasn't dead. So not only did my constituent not get his payment in February, they went to his bank account and tried to claw back previous payments from January and December. And then what did he do? He had to go down to the building in Seattle, the federal building, that you're trying to close, and stand in line for hours and hours and hours to try to say he wasn't dead and to stop taking his money. He made an in-person appointment, but it was pushed back 11 days. 11 days. Ultimately had to wait in line, as I said, which he said, quote, they are so understaffed down there, they think their office is about to be closed down, and they don't know where they're going to go. It feels like the agency is being gutted, end quote.
And it is being gutted. Mm-hmm. And this was a mistake. And it's not something that, you know, everybody has to go through. If they just didn't keep making mistake after mistake after mistake, clawing back the money out of your accounts, not paying you on time. It's never been like this. Never been like this. No. It's crazy.
Yeah, and they've cut back staff, as you mentioned, and, right. and the phone lines are hard to get through. And, you know, we're talking about elderly folks here, disabled folks.
They can't
also.
Get online to make these changes now. They have to drive a long distance right. in order to just get to the offices
exactly.
if it's still open.
We are taking your calls. We got a couple of people waiting on the line, but we'll be continuing here after the break on the Civic Media Radio Network. It's John Peterson, Gordy Young filling in for Maggie Dawn on the Maggie Dawn Show. We'll be back with more in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
We're coming. John and Gordy filling in for Maggie Dawn this week.
Yes, and the phone lines are back open again. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Got a couple of people have been hanging on here. Let's go to Deb from Madison. Welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show with John and Gordy. Deb, go ahead.
Hi. Yeah, great show.
Thank you.
I was wondering if you guys have had on the former Social Security Commissioner Martin O'Malley.
No.
Because I just heard him speak 2 days ago, and I believe it was on MSNBC. And I mean, I don't believe anything the Republicans say because I don't even believe they're a party anymore.
I agree.
But anyway, I think he made some really good points, and I'm hoping maybe you would interview Martin O'Malley. I thought
great suggestion. Yeah,
you know,
we'll definitely check that out. We'll try to get all of them.
What did he have to say?
Well, basically, he said, you know, it's going to look like a crater. He thought about 90%, and don't quote me because I can't remember everything.
Sure.
But you know, he was, you know, just wanted the Democrats to. Well, you listen to it. He was pretty volatile. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll look it up. I'm sure the video is probably out there, right?
Yeah. We will check that out. Deb, thank you for your call.
Yeah.
Let's go to Jack, who's holding on from Merrimack this afternoon. Jack, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon. I don't get to hear you guys too much. I'm not always around the Madison area, and a lot of times I'm tuning in to WAUK. So it's a pleasure to listen to you guys. It's interesting.
Thank you.
Your interaction is really unique. Whenever I talk to any of my so-called conservative friends about the very rich, one of the questions I always ask is, how much is enough? You know?
Yeah.
They rarely give me a direct answer. The closest I get is, well, they earned it. Of course, in many cases, they don't. They earn it by inheriting it or by tax laws that allow them to say, well, gee, it's not income because I didn't collect it yet. And then when they die, the tax laws allow them to turn it over. And if their progeny collect it, they get to keep it tax-free. So it goes on and on. Of course, there is the little detail that, what is it, about $175,000 now? If you earn any more than that, you don't pay a nickel into Social Security at all.
Right, exactly.
The very rich are among the, I'm not going to say this for every case, but many of them are among the very greediest people I have ever heard of. Enough is never enough. And my opinion, what a lot of this is about is the billionaires, and Musk in particular, who was, until Tesla stock crashed, the world's richest man. Musk has this idea, I think, he wants to be the first world's first trillionaire, and there's a very simple way to do it. You simply take the entire Social Security amount that's its trust fund is in the trillions, and you turn it over to the Wall Street casino.
Right. Or he'll find a way to integrate it into X, somehow pay X. Mm. Well, if he wants to become a PayPal-like source software. Mm-hmm. So we never know exactly what he has plans in world domination, something where he controls all the Starlink satellites. He can cut people off of their internet connections if he want, or communications in countries where they're having a problem, a social problem, a war, something like that. You know, this guy is really, truly, he cannot identify with any of us out here. And we have to do something about it. And we're not going to get it from the Republicans. And if they even try to touch it, as John Curtis, Senator John Curtis, saying, well, we're going to touch Social Security. In fact, it's going to touch itself eventually. Yeah. So we certainly don't want to see that, you know?
Yeah, whatever that means. Yeah. Jack, I got one more question for you. Is the ferry running up in Merrimack yet? They got that going, huh?
Last I drove by it, it was still closed.
It
usually doesn't open until sometime around the 1st of May.
Well, Jack, you're not the one who swims from shore to shore, right? You're not the guy who does it, the first guy to do it, and then it opens up. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Sounds like a plan, though, doesn't it?
It's actually a pretty good idea. Okay, Jack, thank you. Thanks for calling. Yeah. Appreciate that.
That's great.
855-75-CIVIC is the number.
We live in Madison, you know, and we go up to Devil's Lake.
Oh, sure.
And then my wife wants to take the long way around through Merrimack.
Through Merrimack,
and
get on the ferry.
Sit there in line, go to the ice cream stand, right?
Oh, I know.
It's fantastic.
It's a great ice cream stand there, yeah.
There's so many places in Wisconsin to go that are just wonderful.
Yeah.
Just either short visits, but a fantastic place.
I didn't know they waited until the 1st of May to open up the ferry. I thought it goes a little bit sooner than that, but because I'm sure all the ice is finally melted, so why not get the ferry going? Yeah. All right.
Again, you know, we're talking about Social Security here, and we're also talking about the fact that Republicans don't understand that the economy has completely changed since 2000. So, you know, kind of wake up, you guys. You know, we have to really kind of build ahead and start. Yeah, you know, there's even talk of a minimum wage.
A federal.
I can't.
Yeah, I know. It's a phrase that I forget, too, but a regular.
UBA or something. Yeah.
A regular, basically a federal salary for everybody.
A basic salary for everybody. Everybody gets it.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like a really great idea because everybody will want to supplement it. Yeah. And they'll want to work. And they'll want to continue. Maybe use some of that money in order to fund their business or start a business. In fact, they have test runs of this in other cities. And people have saved the money to do just that, to start their own businesses.
It is 29 past the hour. After the break, we'll be back with more of John Peterson, Gordy Young, in for Maggie Dawn on the Maggie Dawn Show, Civic Media Radio Network.
Becoming harder and harder, by the way. John and Gordy in the morning, in the afternoon, filling in for Maggie Dawn today and tomorrow and the next day.
Yep. And then Maggie will be back next Monday. Yes. We do a show in Madison every morning from 6 to 8 a.m. at WMDX. And that's where we are this afternoon, too, right on State Street, downtown Madison. Sun is shining. It's a beautiful day.
And we'll be our special guest. On Thursday, we'll be Jim Santel.
That's right.
You hear on Dom's show all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be fun.
And tomorrow, we will welcome back Mike McCabe.
Yes.
During the afternoon.
Talk about the fourth turning the other day. And he does a regular broadcast interview with us, his latest topic.
Yeah,
he's actually one of the co-founders of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
Mm-hmm.
So that's his background, and I think you'll enjoy what he has to say normally and every day. Now let's talk about Greenland, and because you know everybody's forgetting it, we've taken our eye off of Greenland.
Well, we worried about Canada for a while. And Panama, and now we're back to Greenland.
Anything could be happening in Greenland.
The Danes have owned Greenland for 800 years.
Yeah, and they're giving them some autonomy at this point.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, sure.
But Greenland's prime minister criticized the upcoming visit of Second Lady Usha Vance to the island. And I have a hard time saying the prime minister's name.
Well,
Mute Bi Ngide.
Ngide.
I'm not really sure.
Something close to that.
But we're going to
have to. If only there was a way that we could figure out the pronunciation. If only.
If there was a source we could go to who always has the correct pronunciation.
Something on the internet, perhaps. Someone.
Oh, well, we actually know somebody.
Yeah, we do.
Yes, we found this this Frenchman who. His name is Julian, and he does pronunciations for people.
His whole website
is thick French accent, by the way.
It's devoted to pronunciations.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you have a word, you don't know how to pronounce it, you go to Julian's site, and he will do his best to help you out.
We don't know how he does it, either.
It's amazing, actually.
I mean, you could pick any word out, and he'll have a pronunciation for it. So anyway, let's go to Julian and find out what Mutebi Gede. Prime Minister Mutebi, let's just see what Julian has to say about this.
Go ahead and hit it. Yeah.
You are looking at Julian's pronunciation guide, where we look at how to pronounce better some of the most mispronounced words in the world, like this other curious word. But how do you say what you're looking for today? Let's learn how to pronounce this name. Greenlandic politician and prime minister of Greenland premier. If you want to learn more names from Greenland, stay tuned. Mutabi eager.
Okay. Mutabi eager.
Mutabi eager.
Okay. So anyway,
he is the prime minister of Greenland. Yeah. Okay.
He is angry.
He is.
He's calling second lady's visit a very aggressive American pressure.
This is J.B. Vance's wife, Usha.
Yeah, she's going to be visiting there, by the way, with energy czar. So,
okay.
He's going to scope out the soil and make sure that there's a lot of minerals up there for Trump.
Okay.
All right. So, by the way, the prime minister also said, until recently, we could trust the Americans. Who were our allies and friends and with whom we enjoyed working closely. But that time is over. That's what he said. So
So he's not really welcoming Second Lady Usha Vance with open arms.
Yeah, I don't think he'll be at the airport. I'm leading up to this story here because this is I wish we had a visual of this. This is fantastic. It's a great red cap.
Oh.
Yeah, it's an anti-mega hat made by a Greenlander. It reads, get this, I love this. Like, we might even get these hats.
Okay.
Make America go away.
Wow.
Yes.
Boy, they're really putting it out there, huh? Make America go away.
M-A-G-A.
Mega, but different words. Okay.
It's gone viral, too. And you got to check this out. Take a look for it. It's Usha Vance's visit to the islands. Welcome, the hat. The creator of the Make America Go Away hats said he believes her visit is a charm offensive and that he wants people in Greenland to show that they do not want the U.S. to take over their nation. Usha Vance is set to visit, and this is the person she's going with, the mineral-rich island, of course. She's going with the Energy Secretary Chris Wright to kind of size things up, you know,
really?
Maybe dig a little hole, see if there's any gold.
Really? They're going to just check around, see if there's any minerals? What do they got, some metal detectors or something?
Metal detectors. Cruise the beaches.
I don't think that's going to work very well.
You don't think so?
No.
All right. Well, anyway, it might. The anti-mega hats went viral after being posted on X. So if you can, look it up on X. Just do a little search in X, and it is great. Look for Make America Go Away.
Looking at our picture right now, actually.
Cal,
did you find that?
Yeah.
Oh, good job,
buddy. Isn't
that
nice?
That is. Actually, it's a very stylish looking baseball cap.
It is.
Oh,
it
boy.
It is a cool hat.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Okay.
Now, let's get, we're talking about minerals and all that stuff, and, it's nice to have a great mineral source someplace, but then again, it's not good to have herbicides and all these other things that we're spraying on our fields here in the U.S.
Right, like Roundup and those?
Well, yeah, we haven't been really good at banning this stuff. Mm. Knowing it's cancer-causing, we really haven't done an awful lot on this. And we talked about this morning.
Mm.
Trump is making cancer-causing herbicides acceptable again. Trump's EPA will block states from requiring companies to warn consumers about chemicals in their food. We wouldn't want anybody to know about that. And it also helps to block cancer victims, their lawsuits against these companies.
Uh-huh.
So we've got to have all of these things in place in order to make sure that these corporations make a profit. They've got to make a profit.
They've got to make some billions.
The initiative from Republican attorneys general, by the way, they're all on board with this.
Oh, sure.
And this will usurp labeling authority. Get this. It's now being moved forward in the Trump EPA. The measure would declare that any label citing scientific findings, another research, it's on the label. We have found this to be true. Okay. If it's not on the list, the Trump EPA list of approved research, it will constitute misbranding. Okay. And they won't be able to sell it with this misbranding labeled on their products. Mm-hmm. So they've got to approve all of the things that they like. And if it's on the label, it's okay. And now it even gets worse than that, because now Trump has scrapped the Biden-era plan to limit forever chemicals in drinking water. See, PFAS, they set a limit, and it's going to go into effect.
Right.
Why do they wait?
Yeah.
Just if they came up with the number, they finally came up with it. They've been holding off for like years. They finally came up with the number. It's going in effect soon. But now Trump has stopped it. Let's go. I have a cut here.
Okay.
212. Let's listen to this. This is the story from Fox 2 in San Francisco. They covered this. PFAS is not going to be limited at this point.
Oh, brother.
Anything can happen. Let's listen.
The push to keep toxic chemicals out of drinking water has been derailed. President Trump has withdrawn a Biden administration plan that would have set new limits on chemical discharges, including forever chemicals. State regulators nationwide have been counting on federal guidelines to help enforce protections. Now those efforts are in limbo. Let's get some more insight by turning to Claire Pace, an assistant project scientist at UC Berkeley. Thanks for being with us. What's your read on what's happening here in the Bay Area? So often we're reminded that we're lucky to get our water from relatively clean sources. I know that's not the case with much of the country.
The really, really challenging thing is that we now have an MCL established for about 6 PFAS. The EPA established an MCL in 2024. It'll be enforceable in a few years. If we can achieve the MCL, we'll reduce PFAS exposure for millions of people, we'll prevent thousands of deaths, and we'll reduce tens of thousands of serious illnesses. Withdrawing these proposals basically gives companies the green light to keep polluting without consequences. And it also sends a message that public health is a lower priority than corporate profits. They basically froze the funding that was intended for water systems to improve their water treatment infrastructure and address the PFAS problem.
All right.
So now we have this enforceable limit and we can't achieve it.
Yeah. And here they're holding the funding for all of these water sanitation plants.
Right.
To actually deal with PFAS, because we've already got the problem. Now they're holding up the money so we can't even take care of the current problem that we have with PFAS. And I'm wondering why this is an area that they want to save money. Mm-hmm. What makes this an area to take a shot at? Any help with this? Any calls? Mm-hmm. Please, I'm trying to figure this one out. And then, of course, below this story, they had some comments, and I thought I'd pass some of those along to you.
Okay.
One comment, I would have thought RFK Jr. would have been all over this like measles spots in a Texas child. Safe drinking water for everyone seems more important than his McDonald's meal on Trump's plane.
Mm.
All right. And how about this one? Thank you, Mr. Trump. I was worried I would have to keep buying these chemicals. Now I can continue to get fresh supply with every meal.
Oh, boy.
And another one, by the time this regime is finished, America will be a huge, barren, toxic dump.
Boy, that sounds ominous.
Yeah.
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 It just boggles the mind.
It does. This is not a place to save money. Yeah. This isn't something that needed to be done. And they did it right away. I mean, this is what they're planning on doing. This is it.
Well, they're bowing to the chemical companies, apparently.
But there's no need to.
Right. Yeah,
they're making a lot of money.
Yes. Yeah, we need to continue to clean up the environment.
Yeah.
Just going the other direction.
Some more other little facts. Similar legislation shielding the companies from liability have popped up in state capitals throughout the U.S. as a number of lawsuits facing, this is Bayer Monsanto.
Okay.
Their lawsuits are up to 170,000 lawsuits. 170,000 lawsuits. And with the help of Trump, they all go away.
My God. 170,000 lawsuits against Monsanto.
Yep. This bill would strip Tennessee farmers and all consumers of their rights to hold a pesticide or herbicide manufacturer accountable for the cause of harm that they might get.
That's
cancer
amazing.
And health problems. So, and get this, a Georgia jury just ordered Bayer Monsanto to pay $8 billion in Roundup lawsuits.
Really?
Yes. So if you, now maybe we can prove that, you know, we've got a container of, you know, Roundup in our basement or in our garage someplace.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And show them. And then maybe we can get a little bit of this $8 billion settlement. I'll take a small percentage. I can handle that.
Okay. If you'd like to chime in, if you have some thoughts about any of that, give us a call. 855. Love to know what you'd think. 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Coming up on the Dom Salvia Show, that'll happen at 4 o'clock. He'll be giving out the next keyword in the Text to Win contest, the Break into Spring Text to Win statewide contest. Dom will have that for you after 4 o'clock. Of course, your chance to win any of the daily prizes, the Chula Vista Getaway, the Milwaukee Brewers Club Level tickets, $100 cash. We have four chances to win every day this week and next week, Monday through Friday. And of course, the big grand prize drawing happens at the end of the contest, the brand new queen size mattress set from Verlo Mattress. You can get in on all of this. Just download the Civic Media app and listen during the contest hours of 7 o'clock, 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. for the keywords during those hours.
All right. Now, you know, we were talking about the astronauts being stranded in space. Well, that wasn't true.
What do you mean it wasn't true? They were up there for almost a year.
I'll prove it.
Are you going to
right after this break?
Okay. It's coming up on the Maggie Dawn Show with John and Gordy. Coming up next on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Terrific if you like eating leftovers.
Leftovers?
Leftovers?
I kept the leftovers.
They're leftovers!
Just some leftovers.
Leftovers for a week and a half.
John and Gordy in for Maggie Dawn this week.
Yeah, we've got some tidbits, some odds and ends, some leftovers to take care of. But before we get to the first, we have Diane on the line. She hung up? Oh, thank you, Cal. All right.
Okay.
All right. Well, Diane, if you want to call back. Got a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, John?
Well, we're going to prove that the astronauts were not stranded and lost in space.
Well, what do you say? All these stories are fake? It seemed like they were up there for almost a year. They were only supposed to be there for a week.
Did you pay much attention to the story at all? I really didn't. I didn't think it was a big deal.
Well, when they first had problems.
They're fine, you know.
Well, they're okay.
Right.
They were planning on being up there 8 or 9 days, and they were up there for eight or nine months.
But okay.
Months.
All right.
Something wasn't. What do you mean there weren't
something
stranded?
Wasn't right.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
What's the real story?
They had to wait for the right taxi cab to stop by, I guess. Elon Musk. Yeah.
Oh. Well, the capsule. There was some problem with the capsule going back, right?
I don't know. I'm doubting. I'm a doubting John now at this point because. You know, I caught this clip and I thought, well, I'm going to turn everybody onto this because this wasn't a story I was watching or paying any attention to. So maybe everybody else knew this.
Okay.
But let's listen to cut 223. And this is Fox News revealing everything.
Okay.
All right.
Cal is looking for the clip now. Cut 223,
I shouldn't bring him in a big jar with all the jelly beans.
What?
I'm just kidding.
You're calling an audible here. Yeah. Cal, did you find it yet, or is it not there? Okay.
All right.
We'll get it going here.
Yeah,
just give us the high sign when you get it going. So the story,
again,
as far as
story,
I know they
followed.
Were up there for 8 months.
Now, if everybody knows, you know, just reveal it to us that you knew why they didn't come back.
Okay.
Maybe, all right. Maybe it was just fun being up there.
You think that they planned it this way?
I heard an interview with them, and the whole point of this is, and it's really tough coming back to Earth because you're not used to gravity at all.
In fact, picking
up a pencil is very difficult, and you don't do a lot of walking around when you get back. You're kind of solid. You know, you're just feeling like the weight of the Earth is on.
All right, Cal tells me now that we have the clip you're looking for.
All right. Let's go to this here. This is Fox News again.
Okay.
Elon Musk said that he offered this to the past administration. Now, I know you can't speak to the reason why, but can you confirm that it was offered and denied?
So, first, I'm really glad that you guys were interested and were watching. But second, I don't have any information about those conversations.
Scott Kelly said there was a spaceship there the whole time. They could have left at any time. Is that true?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we always had a capability to bring them home in a contingency. We call it a lifeboat capability, but we like to always have a spaceship there at the station.
In an emergency.
Either a Boeing spaceship or a SpaceX Dragon spaceship or a Soyuz spaceship.
Yep, that's why the astronauts said they were not stranded or abandoned.
There was a way back. It was attached to their space station.
So they always have to have one there.
It's a lifeboat, but they don't want to use the lifeboat.
Okay.
What? What the hell? You know, we're all concerned. We want them to come back. We didn't want them to be out there stranded in space, you know?
It seems like...
Major Tom.
Yeah. It seems like they would have, you know, had another way to send up another capsule, you know, besides...
That.
And why did it take 8 months?
It had an attached spaceship...
So they had a lifeboat, emergency one, but they always want to have one there.
Yes.
So they couldn't use that one.
So maybe bringing another one back up and attaching it to the space station would have been too hard to do.
Well, that's why it
took 8 months.
So what's
the point of having, you know, a lifeboat?
I don't know. I don't know.
See, anyway, it was a shocker and a surprise.
It's still a mystery. Well, the good news is the astronauts came back. It all worked out okay. But they were up there for a long, long time when they could have been back way sooner. Yeah.
But now they're back. You know, they're getting used to gravity again. And it's always good to see
them
walking
around again. That's a nice ending to the story.
I thought so, too.
Thank you for bringing that to us. Yeah. Thanks for sharing
Leaving
that.
Leaving on a positive note.
Yeah.
I've got another positive. No, this isn't a positive note.
I wish I had a couple of minutes left here.
But Steve Rattner, you know, he's the economic guy on Morning Joe.
Yeah, MSNBC. Yeah. What does he
have
to say?
And he just posted this. The Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index dropped in March to its lowest level since January of 2021. Remember that? That's when COVID hit.
Oh, boy. So our confidence level is down.
Down to that point already. Trump's presidency has made Americans as pessimistic as they were during the pandemic-induced economic crisis.
Well, he's just getting warmed up.
Yeah, he is. He's just getting warmed up.
Wait a couple of more months.
And look what's happening in Florida. This is something else. This is the headline in the paper down there. Florida debates lifting some child labor laws to fill the jobs vacated by undocumented immigrants.
Oh, boy.
So that's the result of deportations.
Great.
Lifting some of the child labor laws so they can get the kids working out there.
Thanks for ending on
filling in for the immigrants.
Okay. All right. That's going to do it for John and Gordy filling in for Maggie Dawn. We'll be back again tomorrow, and our guest will be Mike McCabe again. He's going to come back. Dom Salvia is coming up next. Thanks to Cal for pushing the right buttons and switches. We'll talk to you tomorrow on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Take care.
Take care.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community.
Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.